Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Strike action is taking place right across the country today as unions protest over President Macron's proposed Labour Code reforms. The first wave of demonstrations are already underway, from Le Havre to Caen, in the Périgueux and in Marseille, where Jean-Luc Mélenchon is leading his party, La France Insoumise, in a show of opposition to Macron's plans. This is a major political test for the head of state, who is trying to kickstart the French employment market to reduce the number of people out of work, a figure which currently sits at around 9.5%, or roughly 3 million people. The protests are being led by the CGT and include workers from the health, railway and education sectors. However, the demonstrations do not include members of the Force Ouvrière, which has provoked anger amongst other unions' members. Disruption is already being felt as a consequence in transport services and educational establishments. In Paris and Poitiers, lycées have been blocked by students. President Macron has his focus elsewhere, shortly arriving in Guadeloupe to see firsthand the devastation caused by Hurricane Irma this past week. He will attend a crisis meeting with local government ministers, as well as experts in emergency relief, and will take a flight over the islands of St. Barts and St. Martin, which were both completely ravaged by the storm. Hoping to further another cause from his election manifesto, Macron's Minister for Equality Between Men and Women, Marlène Schiappa, has announced that a proposal will be put forward at the beginning of the year that all women, including those who are single or in same-sex relationships, should have access to the fertility treatment PMA. It's the return of Champions League football tonight, and PSG's first match is against the Scottish team Celtic. The match kicks off at 8:45. And finally, 10 years after it launched its first iPhone, Apple are today unveiling their latest model. CEO Tim Cook will be revealing the details of the newest member of the iPhone family later today from the Apple headquarters in Cupertino in California. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.